Welcome to Sales Secrets. New shows daily. Subscribe now.
I am thrilled, honored, humbled, and grateful to have with me today my good friend, Amir Ryder. Amir is the founder and CEO of CloudTask, a managed workforce provider for growing companies looking for B2B sales, customer success, and support solutions. Amir has spent the last decade working in sales, and now after nearly 4 years, he began his own entrepreneurial journey and built his own services company to grow your business as an extension of your own team. Amir, thank you so much for joining us today, my man. If you had to go back in time to when you first started in sales, the one secret that you would give your 20-year-old something self to maximize sales, to maximize your income, to maximize revenue, to maximize your result, what is your top secret? Why? And then we'll share how does the audience execute it.
Well, top secret when getting a job or running a company or working.
No, your number one top sales secret, like the number one thing, like if anyone you hire asks for your advice, you know you're going to go, like anyone in sales that's selling for you.
This is going to
like,
sound.
You got to do this.
This is going to sound like it's a plug for you because it has to do with data. So I think the top secret for me would be understanding that your seeds are everything. So, you know, before you know the cold call, the pitch, the product, make sure that you're targeting the right people. And our organization, CloudTask, for instance, we've grown 150% this year. I still don't think we're targeting the right people.
It's incredible the fast growth that you guys have had.
But I don't think we're targeting the right people.
I remember when you started with like 20, 30 people and now you're 220, dude. It's insane.
But my biggest advice is finding the path of least resistance and focusing on it. And I still struggle with that. I struggle with the advice I'm giving, right? But find that one thing to that one person that you can help and scale that.
Got it. And so is it niche targeting or is it like quantity? You know, like, look, there's two things, right? You could have a shitload of leads or you could be like
quality.
This one person, I'm going to sell to all of those one people in that one industry, in that one niche.
I think it's quality. One person, one niche. Not easy. Okay. Because you're tempted to load up sequences and your Apollos, your sales loft, your outreaches, but those days are going to start dying, right?
Yeah, I just started doing marketing. Mm-hmm. The broader you go in your targeting, the worse the message performs, the 100%. Worse the results. Like you talk a lot about Google AdWords and things like that. Like you and I are sales guys, and we're both probably getting into the paid advertising. And the larger you go, the worse it performs. And it drives your CPAs like out through the roof. So now I agree 100% with your secret. Laser niche, pick a niche and get rich. I preach it to our customers, employees, you know, users every day. Mm-hmm. How the hell do you do it, right? So like, what is the secret? You know, you got to pick a niche. You got to have the quality. Why we went over like trying to sell to everyone, you sell to no one. And then like, what's the advice that you've been taking or that you could share with the audience on how the hell do we sell the quality, sell to the niche, sell to that one persona?
If you enjoy Sales Secrets and you'd like to help out the show, go to the Apple Podcast app, the purple icon, and give us 5 stars. Those reviews help drive the show up the charts and through the algorithm so we can help even more salespeople, marketers, and entrepreneurs. Thank you for everybody that's done it. And if you haven't yet, please, please go give that a shot. Now back to the show.
Sounds like a plug again for you, man, but I use your product. I'm like, with Navigator, Sales Navigator, you can really target who you help. And with a product like yours, you can get that information from those people you can help. So if you have a list of 100 highly targeted people, I use it. I mean, I use the product, right?
And you're targeting with Seamless. So like you're targeting, you're dialing in on like, are you dialing in on titles? Are you dialing in on locations, like when you
locations, titles, people, company size,
like who's your ideal customer?
Well, the targeting comes from Navigator. The information comes from Seamless, right?
Yeah.
So that's what we're doing.
Yeah, and then the way that you would do it, to give the audience a real live example. So let's just say you want to sell your SDR services to other SaaS companies.
Yeah.
What is the, like, how would you do your targeting on SalesNav?
I would say, you know, I put some like VPs of sales, San Francisco companies that are Series B, or X amount of size. keywords hiring, right? And then I'd pull that list, run it through team lists.
Keywords hiring. I like that.
Export it.
Because you're trying to sell the SDR outsource services or CX.
Yeah. If you're hiring somebody of a budget, authority, timeline, and need, right? You won't have a job opening if you don't. And then from that point on, we would do an omnichannel approach of connecting, liking, commenting, right? Calling, emailing, and every channel besides walking into your business, because that's the one thing I can't do.
And you are on top of every DM that you want to sell to. Like when you were working on me, like you were always on top of me, and I'm like, I know Amir's got hundreds of people. How the hell is he on top of me and on top of all my stuff, like all these channels everywhere? Like it was
It's too much. It's
omnipresent Amir. And I'm like, what was your secret to doing that?
Discipline, hustle? And I would say hustle, and I archive any conversation that has no value. So the only conversations that I have open are kind of like opportunities. So if I have 30 conversations open, it's 30 things that I need to push until I get a no, an FU. A podcast, you know, or something
now,
else.
Now Amir's going to call and email me 1,000 times a day.
Hell yeah. Why not, man?
I love it. Dude, I work so hard and I love and appreciate so many people that work and hustle, and especially entrepreneurial salespeople too. I appreciate, I'm like, how can I learn from Amir? How can I apply what he's doing that I may not be doing? You're at every event. You're everywhere, right? And the way that you kind of
attack. I live in a different country too.
Yeah, you're in Colombia.
Yeah,
right?
I'm going everywhere. Yeah.
I'm like, how is Amir at more events than I am in the U.S.? It challenges me to
getting on planes.
Myself. So, yeah. Dude, I appreciate your hustle and what you share. We are hiring here at Seamless.ai. That is right. We have over 850 positions open right now, hundreds of SDRs, hundreds of AEs, 50 engineers across every department in the company. We're hiring nearly 850 positions this year. So if you want to work for Seamless.ai, help the world connect opportunity, apply at Seamless.ai/careers, Seamless.ai/careers, Seamless.ai/careers.
Thanks for joining Sales Secrets. New shows daily. Subscribe now.